Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, Anna. It's Katie.
Katie, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Katie.
All right, Katie, we have $1,000 on the line here. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. We are in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number one, there is a prequel to the Ted movie coming to Peacock as a 10-episode series, and Seth MacFarlane is back to voice Ted. What is Ted?
A bear.
Number two, Keeping Up with the Kardashians has ended its 20-season run. On what network did it air for the last 14 years?
FX.
Number three, Friends the Reunion brought in the most subscriptions for HBO Max, beating out Mortal Kombat, Zack Snyder's Justice League, and Godzilla vs. Kong. The only movie it didn't beat for getting new subscriptions was what 2020 holiday superhero release?
Justice League.
Number four, Floyd Mayweather is offering a $100,000 reward for anyone with info about who burglarized one of his Las Vegas homes. Which YouTuber did he recently fight in an exhibition bout?
Holyfield.
At number five, Wasabi the Pekingese won Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. What color is wasabi, the spicy paste used to serve with sushi?
Green.
All right, let me bring Raven back in, Katie.
Yo.
All right, Katie only got 2 right.
Not too good, Katie. Let's do $1,000.
Number one, there's a prequel to the Ted movie coming to Peacock as a 10-episode series, and Seth MacFarlane is back to voice Ted.
Okay.
What is Ted?
Ted's a teddy bear.
That is right. Number two, Keeping Up with the Kardashians has ended its 20-season run. On what network did it air for the last 14 years?
It's on the E! Network, right?
Yep. Number three, Friends the Reunion brought in the most subscriptions for HBO Max, beating out Mortal Kombat, Zack Snyder's Justice League, and Godzilla vs. Kong. The only movie it didn't beat for getting new subscriptions was what 2020 holiday superhero release?
I'm going to guess Wonder Woman 1984.
That's right.
Look at me, money in the bank.
Number four, Floyd Mayweather is offering a $100,000 reward for anyone with info about who burglarized one of his Las Vegas homes. Which YouTuber did he recently fight in an exhibition bout?
Logan Paul.
That's right. And number five, Wasabi the Pekingese won Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. What color is wasabi, the spicy paste usually served with sushi?
It's green.
I'm sorry, Katie. He beat you 5-2 this morning. We will give you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Pretty bad.
Listen, Katie, you had a good time. That's all that matters, right?
Absolutely. This is Katie, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Katie. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that free shirt, girl.
Put another $100 in the pot. That means tomorrow morning you'll have your chance at $1,100. Make sure you're listening afternoon and after 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. Give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.